Wayne Rixleben, Steve Garbus, welcome.
Good to be with you.
Thanks, Julia.
Now, as the world bids the late, great Alex Trebek a fond farewell this week, you two have the distinction of being part of the whole Jeopardy family of contestants. Good for you. And in a word, what kind of a rush does that continue to be for you?
One word, life-changing, hyphenated.
Wayne?
Still thrilling.
Great. And it's one of the most popular game shows world round for viewers and contestants. That's a well-known fact. So the challenge itself, being on Jeopardy, what's the appeal to your inner geek, if I may ask about your inner geekdom?
Well, it's sort of a validation of a lifetime of accumulating knowledge, you know, and that there are still places where that's appreciated.
Fair enough, Wayne.
Yeah, it's really just about picking up information and being able to use it. There's a difference between being smart and just being a repository for useless information. And sometimes I think I'm a little bit better at the latter than the former.
Good for you. I think it adds interesting character, of course, to your intelligence, both of you. And then is it safe to say that that would be one of the most popular platforms, stages on which to display your inner geekdom to the world?
Yeah, definitely. It's available. It's on every night on TV, so you could get your fix every single day, 5 days a week. So compared to other types of trivia or games and stuff like that, Jeopardy is something that you could do every night with your family.
That is a very, very interesting point. Now, we talked with Wayne about the fine points of the game and prep for it after his appearance last year. Today, though, we're discussing the impact of the show's iconic host. How much of that whole Jeopardy rush, would you say, is experiencing Alex himself?
It's a big part of it because he's such an icon and just exudes class and professionalism and knowledge. And so he's sort of the personification of the show.
Yeah, definitely going on Jeopardy, you hope to walk away with the big winnings. But a big part of it is just being a part of the culture and getting that chance to meet Alex. He's such an institution on the show there for decades and decades. You just don't pass up the opportunity to meet somebody like that, even if you're only sharing the stage with him for 20 or 30 minutes before your 15 minutes of fame are over.
It really must be life-changing. And the time that's spent there, prep, and then during the show, does it feel like a minute gone by? Does it feel like days gone by? How does the time pass when you're right in the heart of it?
From the time we get to the studio in the morning until the taping begins is, I believe, about 3.5 hours. So that time we're in the green room with the contestant coordinators and they're going through the rules and doing makeup and all that sort of thing. They're really good at making the contestants feel comfortable. We didn't actually see Alex until the taping began for the show.
So the whole thing's a well-oiled machine. Of course it would be. They've got everybody's act down pat. So what would you two say Alex Trebek's most important skill set was?
Definitely his personality, and that's something that you see both in the game and during the breaks when they pause to do some re-records or things like that. Because while the staff is coming up to the podiums and talking with us and giving us some advice and helping us along, Alex is stepping forward and talking to the audience and taking questions. And I was really impressed by all of the little ad-libs and stuff that he does during the game are just all off the top of his head. It's not anything that he's reading off a script. He's reacting very much in the moment there. And listening to him, you get the sense that he is very well-read, well-traveled, sharp on his feet. It's not an act. He's not just a guy reading answers off a card there, and he only knows the answers because they're on the card. You definitely get the impression that Alex was somebody who really knew his stuff and was just very sharp and personable.
Interesting, Steve. And another fact, he's not a stand-up comedian. He's not your typical over-the-top alpha male persona. He doesn't seem like he needs to. Wayne, you feel that?
Absolutely. And I think part of the strength of that is he makes all the people on the show and in the audience feel special to be there. You know, when he's taking questions from the audience during commercial breaks, he may have answered that same question 1,000 times before, but he addresses them as if it's the first time, you know. And for the contestants, too, he may have met 16,000 contestants before, but for each of us, it's the experience of a lifetime. And he really respects that and makes them feel special.
It's interesting when what you see on the screen, which is what you two are describing, is the exact thing that is actually going on, and it comes out with such intensity, I might say, and clarity. No wonder it has been so popular and he has made such a wonderful time in Jeopardy's revival. Now, meanwhile, Trebek's battle with pancreatic cancer truly is the stuff superheroes are made of. What do you make of that determination to fight such a good fight, as well as continue the legacy of the show for these years?
I think it shows that he really enjoyed what he did for a living. It wasn't just a job to him. I honestly think that Alex enjoyed playing every game as much as the contestants up there and being a part of that experience. And, you know, even when you're going through something as serious as late stage pancreatic cancer, just being able to come in every day, put on that face and go out there and give the contestants, the audience and everybody at home a good show is really a testament to who he was as a host for the show.
Wayne?
And he was very inspiring, particularly in the fact that he continued to rise to the level of, you know, doing the show right up until the very end. When I was on, it was about a week before he had made the announcement, and none of us had any idea that he was sick.
What an incredible blow for both of you to find out the terrible news, but certainly, Wayne, in your case, that close. So actually, before your episode aired, you knew that fact. And that brings us to the Jeopardy family that we've been alluding to. How did that hit you guys when you did learn it because of the closeness that you had already experienced?
It was definitely not news that you ever want to hear. And knowing pancreatic cancer is typically one of the more serious types of cancers, it really put a damper on a lot of people. But the Jeopardy community is really tight. Former contestants band together and, you know, stay active and communicate with each other all the time. But really that extends to everybody who sits on their couch and just watches it religiously. If you're sitting there watching Jeopardy 5 days a week, even if you never make it to that stage, you're part of the family too. You spend as much time with the game as any one of us.
Mainly what I'm hearing from both of you, and rightfully so, that Trebek charisma is magic. The game shows a winning formula, to be sure, but Trebek charisma had to be the perfect topping for it. What made him so special, would you say?
I think the combination of his personality, his preparation, the fact, as Steve said, that he clearly got into it and studied the categories and wasn't just reading them off of a card, his ability to make every contestant feel special to be there, and the respect that he showed them.
Yeah, and the thing with Alex is watching Jeopardy is a learning experience. You know, nobody, not even the best players, knows every answer to every clue up there. So you take the journey nightly with Alex, going out there and learning something new. And I think what's really special is even when you don't know the answers, when you get that triple stumper up there, you know, Alex gives you the answer. He's helping you learn. He's taking you along. Never makes you feel bad that, you know, maybe you don't do so well this game, but hey, when it's on tomorrow night, maybe you'll get your categories and you'll really have a good showing. It's that kind of experience, and having Alex there to link you along from show to show really makes the show worth watching every night, I think.
Most interesting. And if we put all of the pop culture things together and social media frenzies and other ways that people just want to have fun, public and often in-pub trivia nights were certainly something that was going really, really strong before COVID and all of the restrictions. They've been put on hold. Are you guys itching to get back into them or whatever it is you like to do when you're not doing Jeopardy?
Yeah, I'm eager to get back into playing trivia. I played pretty regularly at a local pub and always enjoyed that. They've done online a few times. I tried it once, but it's just not the same as being there among your friends. I know some of the pubs have started up having it again, but I haven't felt comfortable with venturing out to that.
What about you, Steve?
Yeah, I've never been much of a in-person trivia player. Honestly, most of my trivia prior to appearing on Jeopardy was just watching Jeopardy at home. But since I've become involved with an online game called Learned League, which hopefully Wayne will get involved with us in that, very good. A lot of former Jeopardy players on there and just trivia lovers. So I do take part in that. It runs several seasons per year and keeps me sharp. I am very not good at that game. So I'm learning a lot through that experience too and building my trivia knowledge base.
I'm glad that you both have places and are suggesting places that you can feed your addictions, which I think are wonderful. And I'm not going to ask you if you have a favorite part of your personal Jeopardy experiences, as I would think they must be appreciated in their entireties and by their magnitude. But before you leave, I would like to ask if there's a particular Alex Trebek moment that will be forever in each of your hearts that you would like to share with us right now. Wayne, you go first.
So I suppose my favorite moment and favorite interaction with him was when, on my first clue of the second round, I hit the daily double and I got to say the magic phrase, "Let's make it a true daily double, Alex."
For me, two small things I'll highlight. First, right at the start of my game, the other guy who was playing with me was Tyler. So Alex, before we even get into the game, he goes, "Steve, Tyler," and then caught himself, and "Steve and Tyler, they'll be performing for us after the show," playing off the lead singer Aerosmith. Other than that, just at the end of the game, after it was all over, I had lost in my first game, was obviously looking pretty down about it and just chatting with Alex at the end of the game. And he just had some real positive words for me up there at the podium, kind of that you see at the end of the show. So it was nice just to have that moment for Alex to come over and tell me there's nothing to be disappointed about. It was a good game and everyone played well. And this is just how it goes sometimes.
Fort Wayne residents Wayne Erxleben and Steve Garbus are former Jeopardy contestants. Thank you guys both for sharing your stories, for helping us remember the legendary Alex Trebek. Carry that faith.
Thanks very much, Julia.
Happy to take part.